Hi, and welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, chief content writer of Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing. And I think I'm honest this time, the next 4 minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 13, and it's called How I Can Make You Read Every Single Line of an Article. All right, and so in a very clever way, I will show you how you can make that happen so people do actually read what you write and not ignore it. And like always, this episode is brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, which is our carefully designed live educational experience that presents a complete and effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. And it's held in Denver, Colorado at the Ellie Calkins Opera House. We will not be singing opera, by the way. It's May 13th to the 15th with a great lineup of speakers. Sally Hogshead, Henry Rollins, Dan Pink, Chris Brogan, Danny Sullivan, Scott Brinker from Ion Interactive, Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, Chris Garrett, a lot of familiar faces, right? Which, if you think about it, right, it's what makes this event truly different. It's about meeting your people, you know, your tribe. So meeting the misfits behind Copyblogger and realizing you are not alone. There are people who love, right? There are actually people who love content marketing just as much as you do, who love SEO just as much as you do. And it's those unexpected hallway conversations that lead to lifetime friendships or business-growing ideas bubbling up over drinks in the lobby bar. Stuff you can't make up anywhere else, right? People you can't see anywhere else. So if you want to be part of the magic that is Authority Rainmaker, head over to rainmaker.fm/event. Sign up before those prices go up. And I hope to see you there. Now, on to the show. So you've been on my mind a lot lately. Like when I'm out cutting the lawn or running on the shoulder of the country road near my house, or when I look at my daughter, the long strand of pink hair weaved into her hair. She's crying. She's crying because of a cut on her finger and doesn't think it will ever heal. She sulks off to her bedroom. How often do you find yourself in that position, hurt, alone, and afraid it will never end? There you are, staring at the ceiling, the drone of the fan luring you away to the land of worst-case scenarios while you hold your throbbing finger in the air. What will you do next? I don't know, but it seems I can't quite get you out of my head. I can't get back to work because I'm thinking about you. What is it you want, really need? What could I say to make all your problems go away, to help you feel better, sleep at night, to make you smile, love your home, love your work, right? You sulk back into my office and sit on the floor. Your hair is hanging in front of your face. You are still crying. Watch this, I say. It's a video of the first ever triple backflip on a BMX bike. You're amazed. You say, thanks, Dad. Thanks for helping me not think about my finger anymore. You walk out better than you were when you walked into this room. But I naturally wonder, what did I just do? And how can I turn this into an article that will solve a problem you have? A blog post you will read to the very last line, right? And I'll do it like this. I'll keep it short, short sentences, short paragraphs. I'll distract, I'll entertain, I'll challenge. I'll solve the problem. I'll solve your problem. I'll share something that stands out. I'll share something that's irregular, quirky, and I'll tell you a story. I'll mix in some dialogue. I'll keep the rhythm going. And those are a few of the elements I use to get people to read the very last word of an article. The very last word being you. Because naturally all successful posts are all about you and only you. And that's the secret of great web writing, right? Thinking about your reader, her pains, her fears, her dreams, her hopes. Keep her front and center as you write. Do that and you will write things people will actually read, and I promise. And this will be a topic I return to often. In fact, you might think I sound like a broken record. You've been on my mind a lot lately. Start every single article you write with that line. And that line stuck in your head. People will read what you write if you do that. So now, if you haven't already, go and subscribe to Rough Draft on iTunes. Go back and listen to the earlier shows. They're short, full of useful information. And leave me a rating or review while you're at it. And don't forget to tell your friends. Till then, take care.